So you're from Pumpkin Bend, Arkansas. What was it like growing up there?
Well, in Pumpkin Bend, there aren't really any stores. I think we had one bait shop when I was growing up, and for a time we had a country store. We had a few churches, no post office, no schools. But what people did do to pass the time was talk.
I don't know why, I don't know what. I don't know how, I don't know love.
And I heard a lot of good stories. And because people spent so much time visiting, they cultivated the art of good talk. And people could tell a good story, they could tell a good joke. Many, many people played music.
The moon blooms in the sky vase and turns into your phantom face. The only time you're real's when you're not.
So a lot of times you would sit around and play music. In fact, when I was growing up attending the small Pentecostal church 3/4 of a mile from our house there in Pumpkin Bend, I played music, my brother played music, my daddy played music, and a whole bunch of other people in the church played music. But there was one kid who didn't, and he was a friend of mine. And an elderly lady in the church took me aside one day and said, "Greg, what's the matter with the..." And she identified the guy. I'm not going to say his name right now. She said, "He doesn't play any musical instruments, does he?" And I said, "No, ma'am, I don't believe he does." And she said, "Is he just kind of backwards or what? What's the matter with him?" And that was the kind of the going idea that, you know, of course you would learn how to play music.
I'll sing joy for blood and bone. Till then I'm dead as a junkyard phone. The last I